Thanks, everybody, for all the hard work in Paris. I think that we got a lot done there, and we have a lot more work to do, but we got a really good start on it. My hope this morning is to finish off the discussions about the revisions to the mission commitments and core values. And in particular, I think the big questions that we have to discuss are, one, the human rights articulation of that ICANN should respect human rights, and two, the GAC concern. Thanks about the everybody language for and what is all the hard commitment hard work in Paris number 8. I think that so we got a lot of done there before we get to that, we have a lot of questions, more work to do, but for number we got a really good start coordinate on it. Support the development. My hope and this implementation morning of this policy to fit with or finish off the discussions naming function about the revision to the where the NIDI election to I commitment to leave in core values, sets and values. We weren't changing, and in the particular, I think the big, the other question that we have language to do, which in discuss in the other parts of this, that one that we would limit human but as rights coordinate, in the articulation coordinate of that I work in should fairly respect well human rights. Until and now, too. But the GAC, one may concern, sure, about the lead that we have language and what is consensus, how commit on that. There's not a number 8 objection to. So keeping it as coordinate. Does anybody have, before we get an objection to that, objection to, we have doing that, had a question mark for coordinate versus support the development and implementation of okay policy. I don't with see any effect on any hand and the so I'm in a consume naming function for the moment that that's consent where okay you left a did I believe it does that sense we weren't changing the question. The other about or I can enumerate the other power force language in in the I can't show other not under parts of take and this any other we would mission that as can coordinate in that the core coordinate I worked fairly not well specifically. Author is in the bylaw until now, and but I shall not want to make sure and shall we that we have no power consensus or on that there to act not in other than objection accordance to with and it's reasonably necessary keeping it as sorry to its core achievement mission. Does anybody have I believe an objection that malfunction to come doing that raised in concern on the list regarding this. And so, Malcolm, would you like to speak to okay, that? Okay, I don't see any hands. So I'm going to assume
yes, sir. Thank you.
For the moment that's consent.
Okay, this is quite simple. It's,
okay.
It's about the in these the use of in these bylaws.
The question
in that
about
sentence.
I can't enumerate
the concern. It was
how
originally raised by I believe DPD.
I can't show okay. Not undertake any other
was
mission.
We set out the mission very clearly in this section in these bylaws.
Not specifically authorized.
If you
in these say, bylaws,
shall not undertake any
and
mission,
shall
not specifically authorized
and shall
in these
have no
bylaws,
power
referring to the whole lot,
to act
rather than to
other than
this specific
in accordance
sections
with an
it's
reasonably
could
trigger necessary to
hunt
achieve
through the whole
mission
of the bylaws.
I believe
looking for
that Malcolm
any implicit
extensions
of
the on
the mission
list
on what it says in that section
regarding this.
So
and
rather than
so Malcolm
saying,
would you like to speak to
not specific
that
specifically authorized in these bylaws, we need to be referring to
yes,
shall not
yes,
undertake any
thank you.
Mission than other than that authorized
okay.
specifically.
Okay, this is
the in this section.
Quite simple. It's about the you know, I think in these actually the use of the in these by if we laws just simply in that omit that central tech sentence that's been added back in
the concern and go when it was with the red tech originally rex that we had based by before I believe GPT was with the bit crossed out still crossed we set out the mission very clear then clearly in this fine this section I can show him these by have no power laws power to act other if you serve in the court day shouldn't with shall not under and as we take any reasonably mission not necessary not specific to achieve it quickly all mission authorized in these that sufficient bylaws referring to the whole lot rather than to
okay.
this specific
okay.
section
so
it could trigger a hunt
so we have
through the whole
two
pool of the bylaws
proposed ways forward
looking for
one
any
is just to say
implicit
leave the blue text in but say specifically authorized in this section and the other is to take the blue out
extensions of
I believe
mission
beyond
that on what it's in that section so rather than
the
saying
language
not specifically authorized in
language
these bylaws.
In
we need to be referring to we shall not undertake any mission than other than that authorized
was
specifically in this
by
section.
DPDK.
Now I think
and
actually
and
the
I'm
if we
I'm comfortable
just simply
I'm totally
omit that
comfortable
blue text that's been added
with
a back in
replace
and go with the red text
in this
text that we had
section I
before.
I think that's a really good add. I'm a little
with
a bit uncomfortable
out,
but
still crossed
taking
out
the language out
then that's fine
because
I can't show
they
have no
thought it was
power to act
as
important with
important
and as reasonably
for
necessary
for
to achieve it
IR
submission
that's
sufficient.
I see Jonathan's hand. Okay. So so we have
just
two
a quick
proposed
comment. I guess
ways
I
forward
if Steve,
one
Steve Crocker
is just
were here,
to say,
I could challenge
say,
Steve Crocker. He said
leave
that
the blue text
sometimes
in,
I can take some relatively
specifically
innocuous things,
in
time
in this
keeping
section,
things like that.
And the others,
so I'm,
to take
I'm not sure,
the blue
sure that
out.
Searching the rest of the bylaws for
I believe
other things
that.
Things that
the, the language
is a negative
under
spin on some
that
spin that might
language
otherwise be the
in
case. In other words, there might be some
in
reasonable
blue
exceptions to this
was
that are found in the bylaws.
By,
so I mean, I guess,
DPDK.
I guess it's just worth taking a breath before.
And I'm comfortable. I'm totally
you know,
comfortable
making it overly
with,
restrictive.
Replacing in this section, I think that's a really good
so that,
add.
That was just my thought. That
I'm a little,
yeah,
a little bit uncomfortable.
The bylaws
but,
are the
taking
bylaws.
The language
it's not just the,
out
the section of the bylaws. And
because
if there's something
they
else in the bylaws,
thought it was
bylaws, then
as, important
to be able to do that
for the IRP. Right, and I see Johnny and Nathan's hand, and then there is the limitation.
If Steve Crocker were here,
Malcolm,
I could channel Steve Crocker. He said that sometimes I
actually
can take
strongly disagree relatively with
relatively innocuous thing, time
I think
keeping
the idea
things like
of hunting out through
the
rest of the bylaws.
So I'm not
discover
sure that searching the rest
is quite
of the bylaws
quite wrong. There was
for
very strong
other things,
support
things that
for the idea of clearly enumerated.
Is a negative
extent of the
spin on some
mission
that might
within the
otherwise be the
public comment
case. And in other words,
if there
be
anything that I can
some
should be doing
reasonable
thing
exceptions
that,
to this that are found in the bylaws.
It's
just
not followed
worth taking a breath before
it can't be found in what we've described.
You know,
then what
make,
needs to change
it over the
is not
restricted
a statement that I can shouldn't be acting outside its mission, but rather the content.
That was just my
the description of the mission.
The bylaws are the bylaws. It's not just the section of the bylaws. And if there's something else in the bylaws, I cannot.
Does the as
to be able to
reasonably
do that
necessary to achieve its mission provide and their ability is the do they think for the time limiting keeping and other roles I was on as certainly think as reasonably necessary to the time achieve it keeping its mission
literally
Malcolm
not literally. Literally, it doesn't. I guess I don't know how to address.
Strongly disagree with Jonathan.
That. I mean, I agree
with the idea
with Malcolm
of hunting
from,
out through the rest of the bylaws.
And again,
to
and I think
discover what's
hunting
like
through the bylaws is
quite wrong.
Is the wrong spin.
Very
spin, but I mean,
strong support for the idea. Of
I just
clearly
I know
enumerated
that they've taken on some things that are
the
innocuous
extent of the
mission. I don't
mission
know how to,
within the
to,
public comment if there is
make
anything
that different
that I can should be doing
that that are helpful.
It's not follow
the other language which would be open up to
can't be
wide a door
found
are helpful to.
In what
its mission
we've described,
or something necessary to
then what
its mission
needs to change is not
would exclude
a statement
some of those
that I
other functions
can shouldn't
that is
acting out
taken on
by its mission,
that
but rather
than a service to the community.
The content to the description of the mission.
It's like, can you help us with an example? Okay, so we can talk. John, do that. John. Does the as reasonably necessary to achieve its mission provide
the timekeeping function
enough,
it's not necessary to
flexibility
its mission at all?
Do you think for the timekeeping and other roles, I would certainly think that timekeeping.
I mean, not literally. Not literally. Well, Malcolm, literally, it does. Okay. So, I mean, I guess I don't know how to address. So, I mean, I kind of agree. With Malcolm. I mean, I don't know how to account for those and again things without and I think opening to hunting try to door through the bylaw right and laws is definitely not my intention
right
but like, as I said if Crocker were here as he was when we met in Washington that's when he brought this up if you remember Becky was our little mini intersessional meeting we had in D.C. I don't know how to accommodate it because it certainly wasn't something necessary to its mission.
Yeah, reasonably necessary.
Is the wrong spin, but I mean, I
thanks, Becky.
I
had written
that they've taken
in the chat
on some things that are
that I thought
innocuous, and I don't
Malcolm's
know how to,
it was a fair one,
to,
one and I do, and I certainly think
that different
as a legal principle. It's a very well stated one, but I have to say,
I
recall
the other language
as
which would be
Jonathan just
open up to
reminded
wide a door
of Steve's
for helpful to
example
its mission
of the time
or something
keeping things
necessary to
and it
its
is
mission
is sort of
would exclude
not
include some of those
consistent with
other functions
mission
that it's taken on
and yet it's there and so if we
been a service to the community
if we adopt language that says
can you
won't do anything
help
outside its
plus with a
mission.
While
we
example,
we recognize
so we can talk
that there's something it's doing that's not within its mission, it could sort of undermine our whole effort. So I'm like Jonathan. This is a difficult one to solve.
The time keeping,
even though I may seem minor,
it's not necessary.
It's just
necessary to
we need to put our thinking caps on and come up with some way to address this.
Okay.
Because Steve did say, I mean, that was the example he used, the timekeeping one.
Oh, quick.
And said, you know,
well, Malcolm,
no,
this is gone.
This is a legitimate effort, but it's not within the mission.
Sorry, you missed the
job. So, I mean,
thanks.
I don't understand. And why timekeeping is not within its mission.
So, no, I mean,
just like
so I don't know how to
minute
account for those
block
things
on
without opening too wide by the door, right, and which is definitely not my intention.
No,
so
it was,
as I
was an example,
said,
if help me, John
Crocker were here,
but I think it
here, as he was
an example
when we met
about
in Washington,
keeping
and that's when he
records of
brought the side
time zones,
if you remember,
or something,
Becky,
like that.
It was our little, that's right, mini it was time sessional, time zone meeting we had, database it, and D wasn't, DC, it wasn't about meeting management, but
right.
I don't know how to
accommodate
it. It certainly wasn't something necessary to its mission.
I don't know how saying in these bylaws reasonably helpfully necessary because there is, I don't think that the time zone database would be addressed anywhere else in the
And maybe,
thanks, Becky.
And maybe it isn't. My guess is that there's some other more permissive language that would allow it to be.
Yeah, I had written in the chat that I thought Malcolm's point was a fair one, and I do. And
would allow it.
I
to
certainly think
have been done
as a legal principle.
Or maybe they
very well
just did it completely ignoring the bylaws when they accepted it, and. If that happened in the future, then maybe the community would let that go, right? I mean, maybe it's just a
yeah, Jonathan,
a
I suspect that's exactly what happened. But
okay.
As a general principle, I would say that the fact that we don't know, the fact that we can't tell
stated one,
whether it's authorized by the mission,
I have to say,
by the bylaws or not.
I recall
it's not authorized within this mission, but it's but not know,
as
knowing whether
Jonathan just
authorized
reminded us
somewhere else.
Steve's
not being able
example
to
of the time
go for that
keeping thing, and it is
that's a bad thing that we're
sort of
seeking to
not
correct.
Consistent with
there was
the mission
very strong
and
support,
and yet it's
for correcting
there and
in the public.
So if we
comment,
see,
so
if we
want
adopt
to
language,
you know, to run
that says
time zones.
Your
database
won't do anything
to the mission
outside of
mission statement.
Mission.
That's fine.
While we,
and I've got no
recognize
problem with that.
No, I said that there's something it's doing that's not within its mission.
But we
and it could sort of undermine in our whole effort. So I'm like Jonathan.
To just
this is this is a difficult
to make up
one to
new things
solve,
that it can
even
do,
though I may
do,
seem minor. It's just
without community
we need to put our thinking caps on and come
public
up comment some way
on that was
to address it.
Very, very, very clear and almost completely unanimous.
Because Steve did.
Okay. Thanks.
How about
say?
How about?
I mean, that was the example he used. The timekeeping one.
Wait.
And said, you know,
sorry.
No, this is a legitimate
let's
effort, but
stick to the,
it's not within the mission.
Please. Sorry. I don't understand. I will recognize timekeeping too. Again, it's not with Jonathan and its mission after us. I recognize he is nice for it. Just like having a 2-minute clock on.
Thanks.
On
I was enjoying. The dialogue. In any case, I think that
it was
a lot of
it
of,
was an example.
Hair splitting.
Help me, John.
Going on,
but I think it
here.
Was an example.
First,
about
it
will keeping
will be
records of
inappropriate
time zones or something
as,
like that.
As, but
that's right.
Fundamental and
it was time,
high level.
It's time zone
the bylaws
database. It wasn't
something
it wasn't about meeting management
as time
zones.
Keeping. Secondly, I think, you know, Steve's point in the chat is,
I remember.
Is
okay.
Covers
that, I
that and a lot
that.
Of other things, which is
I,
that it's
I don't know how
it support
saying
passed to help
in the
help with ICANN
bylaws
mission. It's used
helps
used in
because
achieving the mission.
I don't think that that
and therefore or it
that's the time
done in accordance
zone,
with
the base
and reasonably necessary to achieve the mission.
Address anywhere else.
Reasonably necessary may get us in trouble at some
and
maybe, point.
And
because
maybe it is.
You start getting to the question of necessity.
My guess is that there's some other more permissive language
as
which that would
opposed to
allow it to be
something less than necessary action.
That would allow it
that
to
may
have been done,
may set
or maybe they
too high
just did it.
Barred. We have to ask whether
completely
this has,
ignoring
has to be done
in the bylaws
done.
When they accepted it,
or whether
and
it's just nice to have
if that happened in the future.
So
then maybe the
you know,
community would.
Is it really necessary to
let
have a gap
that go?
Gala?
Oh, right.
Well,
I mean, maybe it's just a
really not. But if it did,
yeah,
would
Jonathan
and
I
somebody challenge
suspect
that as being
that's exactly
outside
what
the
happened.
Scope if it's not reasonably necessary.
As a general principle, I would say that
you know that's so that, that's
the fact that.
That
we don't know
the problem with
the fact
reasonably
that we can't
necessary.
Tell
you know that
whether it's
that is
authorized by
restrictive
by the mission
beyond
or,
the
bylaws or not.
Four corners of the mission.
It's not authorized within this
restricts
mission, but
I
it's
can fur
but not
further
knowing whether it
then
is authorized
and then the
somewhere else
mission does
not being able
to but
just
anything
scale for that
that's used in the mission,
that's a bad thing.
Is certain
thing that we're
only seeking
to
acting
correct
in accordance.
There was very, very strong support
with
for correcting
the mission, and
that in the public
that includes
the comments
timekeeping. So I disagree with
if we want
those who say,
say
the timekeeping outside
you know, to run
the mission
time zone database to the mission
and
mission statement.
Really, there's no,
that's fine.
No reason,
and I've got no
to start
problem with that.
Mentioning you know, a minor task. Like sorting,
but we
the bathroom
shouldn't be
keys.
So
the men
allowing I
don't end up
with cans
in the women's room
do just
by accident. As
to make up
the
new things
outside them
that it can
mission
do
either.
So without
I think we
community
need,
or
need to keep the
authorization, the
bylaws of the
public comment
level bylaws
on that was
laws are supposed
very very
supposed to be
very clear
at,
and almost
and make
sure unanimous.
That we are keeping ICANN
okay
within the
thanks.
How about how about
unduly restricting at the same time.
Great.
Thanks.
Let's stick to the queue. I'm going to recognize John, please. Jonathan and then Malcolm. sorry. I will recognize you again, Jonathan,
I
recognize Craig.
To hear Fadi's...
thanks. I was enjoying the dialogue.
Justification of engaging,
I think that there is
with
a lot
of in the
hair splitting
process
going on
that led to them
here.
When
first,
it
will be inappropriate in
conference
something
as an initiative. That was
fundamental and
very
high level.
The
bylaws
craftily framed
something as
niggling
as time with keeping. Secondly,
observing. I can
think, Steve's
role
point in the chat is
in
covers that,
danger
that and a lot
of being
of other things
encroached upon,
which is
by,
that it's
by government
it's important
if we did
have to help,
deal with,
help with ICANN
this
transmission
rising crisis.
It's used in achieving the mission
confidence or whatever,
and therefore
else. So maybe, in a way. Hey,
done in accordance
that giant
with
thing
and reason
was
easily necessary to achieve the mission.
Justified.
Reasonably necessary.
More easily
may get
justified
in trouble
by the
at some
text that
point
we have here.
Because
here now,
you start getting
then
to the question
then
necessity
taking on a limited technical
as
function that
opposed to
was a great benefit
something less
to the
than
community
necessary action.
So that's I guess my only caution.
That
maybe it's about
may set put too high
putting
a bar.
We a little
have
language
to ask
language about
whether
out
this
the role of the
has to be done
community
done.
In improving things out
or whether
its
it's just
mission or something
nice to have
something like that. That is a way to address it.
So
I don't know.
Is it really necessary to have a gala?
Okay, Malcolm.
Well, clearly not.
For the in terms of a role, an ability for the community to approve something, we have that. The ability to change the bylaws would allow the community to expand the scope of the mission.
But
one specific thing I wanted to say.
Somebody challenged
you.
That as being outside the scope because it's not reasonably necessary.
Gone back and checked the.
That's
public comment.
The problem was reasonably necessary. That is restrictive
and
beyond
specifically
the four corners of the mission.
DK's public comment. I believe that you've misread it. That blue text is precisely what they were criticizing, not what they were proposing.
So. Their language was they have no power other than to act in a...
It restricts ICANN further than the mission does. But anything that's used in the mission is certainly acting in accordance
to achieve
with the mission, and that includes timekeeping. So I disagree with
mission.
Those who say that timekeeping is outside the mission. And clearly there's no reason to start mentioning...
Actually, the
minor tasks like sorting
language
in the bathroom
that they propose
keys, so that the men don't end up in the women's room by accident.
Have no power
as outside the mission
power
either. So I think we need
to
keep the bylaws at the level bylaws are supposed to be at, and make sure
other than
sure that we are keeping ICANN
accordance with
within the fence, but not unduly restricting them at the same time
as reasonably.
Thanks.
Okay.
Necessary.
I'm going to recognize Jonathan and then
to achieve its
Malcolm.
Mission. Yes, that was that.
Yeah,
language.
I guess to hear Fadi's.
Okay, sorry, I did this the wrong way around.
And I support that language.
Okay, so the proposal would be just to.
Use
the language blue and go with red.
Yeah.
So, other thoughts on that? Concerns? Questions? I think reasonably necessary is I don't know how it's interpreted by courts. It doesn't seem that limiting to me. Do we have a sense of the room, what we should be doing here? Greg?
I think that reasonably necessary probably allows enough room for, you know, activities. You know, reasonable in courts, as you know, Becky, is usually measured by what the reasonable person
right.
would think, you know, who's possessed of an appropriate amount of knowledge of things. Concerns me a little bit, because there are certainly things that are not necessary, but they are desirable.
With Brazil and in the process that led to them,
so,
Netanyahu,
you know, it's still, I think,
conference
a little
an initiative.
Restrictive.
That was,
you know,
very
beyond
actually framed
undertaking
as
with nothing outside the mission.
ICANN's
it also
role
doesn't allow
the
to undertake anything within the mission.
Danger
that
of being encroached
not
upon
reasonably necessary to achieve it. So I guess there's a question of how narrowly do we want to bind
if we didn't deal with this
and
rising.
Are the
crisis
things that they do that are not
non-reasonably
confidence necessary
or whatever,
but nonetheless,
else. So maybe, and in a way,
desirable
way, that,
or
that giant
appropriate
thing was easily.
What about support for stakeholders?
Justified.
Is it reasonably necessary? They haven't done it so
more easily
so much.
Justified by the text that we have here.
I think it's reasonable
now.
Reasonably necessary, but
then.
You know,
taking on,
it's hard to argue
on,
against the track record
limited
of not having
technical
done it.
Function that was a great benefit to the community.
Now, this is kind of language that a lot of mischief can be made of.
That's, I guess, my only caution.
Maybe reasonably
maybe it's
necessary
about
or appropriate, reasonably necessary
a little
or desirable. Our
language
about some other possible
role of the community
In either
approving
case, would
they things out
be authorized
its to
act out
or something,
the
something like that? That is a way to address it.
So
I don't know.
The only way in which this would come up, would be in an IRP.
Which would work sort of a role
require
an ability for the community to approve something. We have that, the ability to change bylaws, would allow the community to expand the scope of the mission. But there was one specific thing I wanted to say, Becky, to you.
That is not
I've
reasonable.
Gone back and
enough to
check the
necessary to
public comment
achieve its mission.
And specifically, DK's public comment. I believe that you've misread it. That blue text is precisely what they were criticizing,
and
not what they were proposing.
Collectively. So their language was they have no power other than to act in accordance with Senate's ruling necessary to achieve its mission. I think we had settled
language
on the concept of have no power to act other than accordance with
have no power
and reason.
To act other than
necessary
in accordance with
to achieve its mission.
As reasonably necessary to achieve its mission.
I mean,
yes, that was better
we
language.
Could add something. Okay, something like, sorry, I didn't need this the wrong necessary long way to achieve where or around. Further in its mission, I think that's broadening up quite a bit.
And I support that language.
Okay, thoughts? So the proposal would be adjust more to like appropriate. I see. And David McCauley is correct that or further. Is broadening. Just trying to get a sense of the room here. Can we see, so the other Greg, use your hands on that? End up again? Concerns?
Yeah, that's
questions.
A new hand.
Questions.
Sorry. I think that broadening is
reasonably
as long as we don't
necessary.
Broaden it beyond the mission. It
is appropriate,
so to speak. So appropriate or further.
I don't
reasonably necessary. Or
know how it's
appropriate.
Interpreted by courts. It doesn't seem
I think is
that
one that's
limiting.
A phrase is that kind of comes up a lot in these kinds of documents. I also would say that it's not only in the case of an IRP that this comes up.
Do we have a sense of
as
the room?
Malcolm points out, and I don't think it's just the rhetoric. It is the basic
what we
purpose
should be
to guide the corporation. It's also
here
would be used in any decision is made about whether something's appropriate, or whether a policy can be adopted. I think that, you know, and that's the reason not only when a policy is necessary being challenged in an IRP, is probably when we allows the ICANN board enough room where it is considered for whether it can adopt a policy or, you know, whether it active can really respond, you know, to a gap reasonable in court K or whether you know back you know even is usually in a working measured by what we should be aware of what the reasonable the mission person is and
right.
would and be acting with you know in it who's possessed of and any proposition appropriations that we may amount of knowledge that turn knowledge into recommendations should get slapped of things down by the board as being outside the mission. So this is, you know, this necessary. This should still permeate. Concerns me a little bit. There are sort of the actually things in of other ICANN. It's only in an not necessary, but where it gets they are decided desirable in a dispute. But that does not though not mean that's exactly you know exactly because still I think cause it should. Should have been dealt a little with restrictive and recognized all along. You know, beyond just
okay.
undertaking.
So we're getting
nothing outside the mission. It also doesn't allow them to undertake anything within the mission.
That's a reason
that's
reasonably appropriate,
not reasonably necessary to achieve.
It's
so I guess there's a question of how
or further its mission.
How narrow
is that?
Really do we want to bind ICANN?
I hate the word appropriate. I
are the,
I just have to
the things that they,
tell you
they do that are
in
not
a legal document,
reasonably
document,
necessary.
So I don't know what
but nonetheless
it means. But that's just
desirable
me.
Or appropriate. What about support for stakeholders?
And I don't think anybody
is it
really wants to.
Necessary?
To
they haven't done it so much.
So straight jacket.
I think it's reasonably necessary, but it's hard to argue against the
more
track record of not having done it.
Input from folks.
This is kind of language that a lot of mischief can be made of.
I mean, I would be comfortable with as reasonably necessary
or appropriate
to achieve,
reasonably
achieve or
necessary
further
or desire
its
desirable
mission.
Are some other possibilities?
Or
in either case, would they be authorized
necessary
to act out
in furtherance of its mission? So, David, the only way in which this would come up.
Thank you, Becky.
Would be in an IRP.
I thought I should step in and say because of what I've written in the chat, I could easily support the red line, which that I can and shall have no power to act, et cetera. With respect to the reasonably necessary clause, I would support
by
what you just suggested
of
to the first one,
that is not
as reasonably
appropriate necessary
to achieve its
mission.
And I think that achieve its mission is better than further its mission, because if the goal is to further its mission, I don't know that there's any end to that.
Collectively.
Anyway, thank you. I could easily go along with the red language as reasonably appropriate to achieve its mission. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, Aubrey?
Hi. Thanks, Aubrey speaking. Yeah,
I think we had actually settled
more on the comfortable concept with reasonably
has no
appropriate
power to act
appropriate
other than accordance with
necessary
and reasonably necessary.
Finding
necessary
necessity
to achieve
is
mission.
Actually, perhaps this is a philosophical position.
We could
define
add something
necessary
like
city is really quite
necessary. Very to
add,
achieve
quite
more
difficult.
Further,
and I think
mission
achieving or furthering
up quite a bit
is fine. I think achieving is actually a good word. Ideas. Thanks.
Okay. So there's bots. Developing some consensus around as reasonably appropriate, Morris likes appropriate to achieve its mission. And David McCauley is correct that or further is broadening. I was to get a sense of the room here. And can I just see green checks for those who would support changing it to as reasonably appropriate? Can we see to achieve its mission? Greg, use your hand up again.
Yeah, that's a new hand. Sorry. I think that broadening, as long as we don't broaden it beyond the mission, is appropriate, so to speak.
There's some people.
So appropriate.
Anybody
or further
opposed to that?
Reasonably appropriate. Reasonably necessary. Or appropriate.
Okay.
I think is
we will,
one that's
we'll take that
a phrase
as a,
is that kind of comes up a lot in these kinds of documents.
Change that we'll make.
I also would say that it's not only
okay.
in the case of
okay.
an IRP that this comes up.
Let's go back to the...
As Malcolm points out, and I don't think it's just the rhetoric. It is the basic purpose to guide the corporation. It's also...
Question of...
Would be used...
Any
decision is made about whether something is appropriate, whether a policy
of human rights
be adopted.
Right.
And that's not only when a policy is being challenged
first
in an IRP.
Commitment number
when
one.
The ICANN board is considering whether it can adopt a policy or whether it can respond to a GAC
the language
communicate
of
okay, or
relevant
whether
principles
you know, even
of
in a working
international
group,
law.
We should be aware of
and as
what the
Malcolm
the mission is
pointed out
and be acting within it.
We do have
any proposition
IRPs
that we make
which
that turn into recommendations
next
should get slapped down by the board as being outside the
mission.
So this
on what
is
that
this
means
this should
to
permeate
include Article 58
of the actions of ICANN. It's only in an IRP
international
where it gets
court of
cited
justice
in a
description of what
but
that means.
That does not mean
which
that
includes
exactly because it should have been dealt with and recognized all along.
So
thanks.
With that in mind, let's go ahead and discuss this. All right, so, Aubrey, we're getting some practical options for okay, so as reasonably as appropriate
as I who would indicate she did it in an email I did send
to achieve or further
either it's at the end
mission
as that day at the IRP
I hate
level
the word of appropriate
one can
just have to certainly
tell you if you
in a legal document because
well,
I don't know what
an obit
means but
it's just because
me
what
I
think the
and I don't think anybody
argued
wants to
and
to
and what
I'm
arguing
is
that we have a more
objective
obligation
I can
stand
than
on
this
and that
but I need to
and
more
that's for while
it
was
input
doing
from
our
folks
work
to
make sure that it is
I mean,
not only
I would be
consistent
comfortable
with
that
sort
of reason
law
reasonably
but
that's just
to under
to achieve or
step
further
and
for its
mission the
impacts
and so that's why
or
in
as reason of
trying to
reasonably necessary
to the
in
further
of its
trying to
mission,
come up with phrasing,
David,
that basically said as acknowledging
thank
our commitment,
I
which
thought I should
yes,
step
we've got
in and say
everyone
because
there.
Of what I written
so
in the chat,
acknowledging
I could easily
those
support the red line, which
to ensure
that I can and shall have no power to act. Act, et cetera.
And the impact of
with
what we
respect to the reasonably
commitment.
Necessary clause, I would
so that,
support
that's more,
what you
more than
just suggested to the first
yes,
one. That is,
of course,
as reasonably appropriate
you know,
to achieve its mission.
The law,
and I think that
but
achieve its mission is better than further its
attention
mission
to what that means.
Because if the
and,
goal is to
that,
further its
that
mission,
does
I don't know that there's any
little bit
end to that.
More
that,
than the
anyway, thank you. That,
you know,
that's, so I could easily go,
we could have a ruling
along with the red language as reasonably appropriate to achieve its mission.
And I think,
thank you.
That's okay. Where the comments were,
thank you,
going, Aubrey, is that the accountability that we have to have globally.
Hi. Thanks,
Aubrey.
We're speaking.
Yeah, I'm actually making more sure that comfortable that with we don't reasonably impact appropriate negative or appropriate then yes.
Thank you.
Defaults. Finding the necessity is actually
thanks.
Perhaps
thanks, Aubrey.
This is a philosophical position. But defining the necessity
thanks.
Is
Becky.
Really quite bad. Quite difficult.
Not I. By the way, I have
so, and I think.
I mean, I recognize that
achieving
Aubrey's
or further
much better steeped in all this
is
than I am.
Fine
by virtue of her.
I think
her experience
achieving
and her
is
and her
is actually
approach to all this
a good word.
I think
he is. Thanks.
Human rights is fundamentally important.
Okay.
Important, but
so
let me just state that.
Developing
one of the difficulties of participating in a meeting like the Paris meeting remotely is I miss things. I may have missed some things, but I thought that what the agreement had been with respect to a specific
appropriate
reference to human rights
to achieve its mission
was that would be a matter of, such as diversity too would be a matter for Workstream 2 to develop, and that we
I'm sorry.
Would
I was
remain with
missing
the reference that you have, Becky, to
can I
international
see
law
green?
For Workstream 1. And I thought that that made sense
checks for those
in
who would
light of a few
change
things.
One
is,
as reasonably appropriate,
it would be
to achieve its mission.
Responsive to what Larry Strickling said in Buenos Aires for us to sort of stick to our knitting and to not go beyond what we
okay.
need to get work stream one done. Secondly,
there's some people.
Human rights is
anybody
fundamentally important
to that?
But in managing a DNS system, the DNS system,
okay.
can see how some of those rights may
we'll take that
they bump up against each other. And I think we need to be extremely careful. I think human rights is
we'll
so important
make.
That
okay.
we need the
okay.
time and some space to do
go back
this right.
Back
and then finally,
the,
I would say, in my experience, I don't see that I can is stumbling a lot on human rights.
Question of
maybe at all. I think in the accountability group, we need to sort
of human
step
rights.
Back every now and then. And say yes, we need to fix accountability. But let's also recognize that
number
I can make
one.
many decisions, and most of them are right. And so I just don't see a human rights issue on the surface. And
the language which of
I
relevant
saw our
principles
tweet this morning about
international
the IETF
law.
And ISOC
and as Malcolm
doing better on ethics
pointed
since she wished
out
that ICANN was as good. I
do have
can understand that, but I just don't see a
IRP
burning issue
which
that would require us to face this issue right now. I think it needs the time and space to do,
on what
do it right.
That means
and make sure that we don't create unintended consequences.
Article
in managing the DNS system. So,
international
with
court of
respect,
justice.
That's my
description.
My position.
Of
thank you.
What does that mean? Right, which includes international convention.
Greg Shatton for the record.
With that in mind, let's go.
I think this,
go ahead and
this is the wrong place, the wrong
and
time, the wrong, wrong group to consider this. I also
thank
agree that human rights are
speaking.
Fundamentally important.
Okay, so.
But
I
think we have a nuanced difficult job ahead of us in considering
at the end
this.
Of the day,
I think that a group that's
IRP
put together for this
level
purpose and that has the time and not a gun to its head to consider this. And to consider the impact of what's being put in.
What
I think is what needs
argued and
to deal with
and
this.
And arguing
there's
it's that we have a more active
significant
obligation
disagreement on what
than that.
Human rights
and
are even
that's
we're even talking,
while
talking about here.
We're doing our
all
work
of them, some of them,
to make
and in what
sure
context
that it
and why
is
is this needed and frankly,
not only consistent,
I've seen some, not all, all but some,
but to understand and
people advancing
the
this
impact
in a way that you know seems to be more of a
and. And so
new and
that's
improved
why
in method to
trying to,
to
respond
fight
to the
fight against
comments
intellectual property rights
trying to
protection
come up with phrases
than anything else
that
and
that they
when we talk about
acknowledging
trying to find
our commitments
human rights issues
yes,
that aren't
we've got
somehow
everyone
being
there.
Brought in
so acknowledging those commitments
for reasons other
to
than
ensure that we
providing some sort
understand
of new and improved argument
of
against
intellectual
property
vis-a-vis
rights
commitments. And so that,
I
didn't
even get
more than
an answer to that,
saying,
that question.
Yes,
now maybe this,
of
there is an answer.
Of course,
there obviously
you know,
nothing is complete in any of these
the law, but we also have
call.
To
but
pay
I think this
attention
is something
to what that
where we need
means.
To proceed
and
with
and that does
deliberate and deliberation
a little bit more
and not kind of at the
than just
kind of the
you know,
almost the final reading
we could have
here
a ruling
put in something which is clearly intended to have an impact.
And
clearly,
and
it's intended
where the
to be meaningful.
Comments were going is that
but the meaning
the accountability
is not,
ability
not understood
that we have
and,
to have
and
globally.
Frankly, you know,
is
I think it's
to making sure that we
need
don't
you know significant and specific
negative.
Study to deal with it. Thank you.
Thank you.
To
Thomas.
Thanks. And hello, everyone.
Thanks, Aubrey. David.
It's very difficult.
Thanks.
To
Becky.
Challenge the statement that is agreed
not, I,
on by everyone.
By the way, I have
one. So. Nobody.
I mean, I recognize
would,
that Aubrey's
I've
much
heard no
better
no
steeped in all this
saying
than I am.
That he or she is
virtue of her,
against
her experience and her and her
human rights, and it would be a stupid thing to say.
Approach all this.
Say that.
So I think human rights is fundamentally important.
But I'm
let me,
trying to
let me just state
understand
that
this.
One of the difficulties of participating in a meeting like the parents meeting remotely is I miss things. I may have missed something.
If we put
but
language into the bylaws.
I thought that what the agreement for had been
almost
with respect to a specific
section,
reference to
I know
human rights
more or less
was that
concrete
that would be
how
a matter
how that would
such as diver, and diversity too
affect
would be a matter for
the operations
work stream
of I
two to
can
develop
and
that we would
in the GNA,
remain with the reference
had
that you have
discussions
Becky to
and
international law
remember this
for work
about
stream one
including
and I thought
specifically
that
language
made sense
on human rights, and that exercise
in
as at the time,
light of a few
time
things. One is
failed. So did we did
it would be
not make explicit
responsive
reference
to what Larry Strickling said
to that.
Then point is
maybe
Iris for
the task
for us to sort of
was
stick
too big
to our knitting,
as a
to not
as a way forward.
But
I would
not go beyond. On what we need to get work stream one
attention to
done.
Other than
secondly,
only being conscious of time and that we need to
human rights
to get things
is
done is
fundamentally important.
That,
but in managing a DNS
have to
system, the
review
DNS system, I can see how
that
some of those
we're doing to
rights may
I can
bump up
bylaws.
Against each other. And I think we need to be
really
extremely careful. I think human rights is so important.
Which we put human rights
that
into
we need
the document
time
and
space to do
have to
this right.
Recognize
and then finally,
at a later stage that we didn't really
I would
really understand
say,
what it meant
in my
and what
experience,
the impact
I don't see
on
that
I can't operate
operations
and
stumbling
policy making
a lot
would be
on human rights.
So
maybe at all.
Maybe we can
and I think
find language
in the accountability group which
for
we need to sort of step back every now and then
report
and say yes
that
we need to
does not
fix accountability
give the impression
but let's also recognize
that this
that
is important
I can make
topic is
many
being put
decisions
on the back
and many of them
burner.
Are most of them are
but
right.
I think
and so
it
I just don't see a human rights issue
analysis,
on the surface.
Maybe even the gap analysis of where
and,
the human rights are already.
I saw Arby's tweet this morning about the IETF and I
into consideration and we're not
doing better
not.
On ethics.
And then,
since she wished
and really
that I can was as good,
so that
I can understand
human rights
that, but I just
do not
don't see a
remain to be
burning issue
the lips of
that would require
this.
Us to face this
again.
That we issue
be very clear
right now.
We find
I think it needs
the appropriate
the time and
language
space to do it right.
Fine.
And make sure that
I'm
that we don't
just
create
unintended something
consequences
into this. In a rush
in managing the DNS system.
We don't,
system. So,
don't really
so with
understand
respect,
the consequences
of my position.
Off,
thank you.
And that we can't
okay.
really deliver on it.
Right.
And I would really like
Greg
the
for the record.
Enhancing
record.
Accountability to fly. I need to be
I think this
truly
this is the
operational
the wrong place.
Thank you.
The wrong time, the wrong group
okay.
To consider
Ed?
This. I also agree that human rights are fundamentally important, but I think we have a nuanced
Ed, you may be on mute.
Difficult job ahead of us in considering this. I think that a group that's
okay.
put together
okay.
for this
Candace
purpose and that
down.
Has the time and not a gun to its head to consider this and to consider the impact of what's being put in is
Any other views on this?
It's a
really important topic
to deal with.
And I don't want to cut off conversation
significant disagreement on what human rights
I think
are even
that the
we're even talking about here.
Proposal on the table.
All of them, some of them, and in what context and why
specifically
is this needed? And
created
and frankly, I've
worked,
seen some, not all, all but some,
and to
people
include
advancing this
language
in the way
report
that seems to be more of a
discuss
new and
the
improved
important of
method
human
to
rights
fight against
perhaps
intellectual
it can
property rights protection
include
than anything
the Jack
else
Gold
and
Smith.
When we talk about
that we
trying to
find that
human rights issues
we think
issues that aren't
it's
somehow being
already
brought in
implicit in the
for reasons other
laws,
than
but that the group
providing some sort
will,
of new and improved argument against
intellectual
property
an explicit reference in work stream
I didn't even get an answer to that question. Now maybe there is an answer there, obviously nothing is complete in any of these
anybody
but I think that
David?
This is something where we need to proceed.
Thanks,
with
Becky.
Deliberate.
I would agree
and
with what you said, with the exception of
and
the
not
explicit reference. And
kind of ethical,
let me just say, I believe,
kind of
believe there's a
almost the final
cross-community
final reading
work
here
grouping on.
Put in
there's
something which is clearly
a cross
intended
community
to have an
work
impact
group.
And clearly in
or
intended
some such
to be meaning
group working on
but the meaning
this
is not
issue
not understood and
concurrently
frankly
as with
really,
with our efforts
I think it's
on accountability and so rather than
something that needs significant
an explicit
and specific
reference
study
to an IRP
to deal with
language and the IRPs
thank you
currently are not binding.
Okay, Thomas.
And I say that because I haven't read that decision.
Thanks and hello everyone.
So, but in any event,
it
seems to
very
me it would be
difficult
preferable
to
say
challenge
if there were a reference to an outside source.
The statement that
we would
is agreed
coordinate with
by
the other group that's working on this, so that ICANN doesn't have two working groups.
One. So
bubbling
nobody
up with different outcomes.
Would
thank you.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't aware of that group. Thomas?
Thanks, Becky. Avri just mentioned in the chat that she sort of accepts and will file a minority report. I would try to heard no. Oh, I would like to hear from Avi whether there isn't any common ground that we could find. My last intervention was really aiming at one thing, adding quality to the term human rights rather than just putting he or she in that against ticking it off the human rights list. And then moving on. So my question is more to Avi than to the whole group whether it could be possible, would be suitable for us to include language making the thing a good job thing to set up in workstream to say that. I think what I'm trying to understand is how we sparing her. Bearing you, Avri, the effort of writing a minority statement on this. The best of, again, the operational. Now, this is not to put things off. just to ensure that lies, we give it sufficient. If we put attention to language into the bylaws. For almost
thank you,
almost every
Thomas.
Other
Malcolm?
Section.
Thank you.
I know.
Thank you.
More or less,
I think the stream one, work stream two split.
How that would affect,
again,
the day,
as
the operation.
I said it for other subjects, it's not about what's more important or more urgent or anything like that.
And
it's about what
in the general,
what must
always
must be done now.
We've had
now
discussions and every
that you won't
were
get if it's not done now, you won't get at all.
Remember this about
now
including
I think Africa
specific
gave a very
language
helpful description of why she
on human
is pushing
rights
for this,
and that exercise as at the time
to say that
time
it's not sufficient.
So,
to accept that we need to be bound by the human rights.
We did
rights
not
work,
make explicit
but we need
reference
to understand
to that. Maybe the task was too big.
What that is, so that we can implement it properly. And that seems a perfectly reasonable and proper thing
as a way
to do.
Forward.
But understanding what it is and how best to implement it sounds like an ongoing thing that we're probably going to have continual improvement in that area. And this,
everybody's
that's the
attention
kind
to
kind of thing
other than only being
that, in my view, falls properly under Workstream 2. The crucial thing that you need
conscious of time and
in Workstream 1
that we need to
is that
get things
acceptance
done
of the principle.
That
so that there isn't
we were
a discussion later
have to
as to whether or not we should be seeking to be bound in that way. We should be
review
seeking to understand our responsibility.
The tweaks that we're,
so that after
we're doing to
we will be able
I can
find will turn around to us later
bylaws.
And say this is a commitment
and I would
that we've already,
really
already made.
Hate
and I
the situation
think the existing language
which we put
already
human rights
achieves that
into the document.
So I
and
think
have to recognize that a
principle
later stage
and
that we
can be
didn't really
assured that we will work on this later and that
we understand
we will continually work to improve it. So for those reasons, I would say further language isn't needed, and I support your proposal, Becky.
Thank you, Malcolm. Greg?
And what it meant and what...
Greg Shatton, I think, in part, I wanted to point out what I've just...
The impact on ICANN's operations and policy making would be. So...
I just pointed out in the chat, there's a kind of...
Maybe
a semi-
we can...
...informal ad hoc working...
Find
party
language.
Dealing with this, but no formal
for
cross-community working group.
Report...
dealing with their results. Also a...
That...
Human
does not
rights...
Give the impression...
working group within solely within the GAC
that this is important
not sure
topic is
they call it a work,
being put
working group
on the back
either
burner.
So this
that
this is
I
in terms of
think
of practice
it
deal,
requires
dealing with it
thorough analysis
work works
maybe
kind of a,
even the gap
that square
gap analysis
or one within
of where
I can
human rights that's already
I think it needs being, to be dealt with,
taken,
with within the
into
normal channels within ICANN and not at this point. So I think I probably
not
just repeat myself if I said more, but I think that,
not,
that we need to leave this to a more thorough process, which I support.
And then
okay.
And really
okay, thank you.
Operationalize so that...
Thank you. What
human rights
I've been watching for years is always finding a way to push this issue down the road. What is most important in responding
to, be
to the
ellipse
comments we've got and not,
this,
not ignoring them is that we acknowledge that we have...
Again, let me be very clear. If we find appropriate language, fine. I'm just afraid we're putting something
have to
in
deal with the impact.
to this
of those on our ongoing work. And we don't need to
rush.
Wait until 2 years ago from now to start understanding the impact on our work. It's something that we really need to
we don't
do now. And it is something that
don't really
I do believe
understand.
We might have gotten out of NTIA if we started pushing on the boundaries of
the
things that were against human rights. So I do believe it is something that is consistent with the loss of the backstop. And so primarily what I think is essential is, you know, however we want to phrase our commitment to human rights, it's our commitment to understanding the impact of what we do. And that, yes,
really
is an ongoing responsibility. It's one that will never end. It won't end with Workstream 2. But what
really like
we need to do is accept
the enhanced accountability to fly.
Going forward, we measure, we understand the impact of our work on human rights. And so that was the gearing, and that was very much the essence of,
truly
of
operational
those
lives.
Two
thank you.
Comments that I believe we have to be responsible to. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. Aubrey, I'm a little, I'm not completely certain whether you would be comfortable with report language that basically says ICANN's obligations under international law require it to comply. Deb, you may be on mute with human rights provisions of international law. And we believe that this is an urgent edition issue, Candace, and that we create an ongoing formal working group to understand the commitments. Any other views on this? It's a really important topic, and I understand that I don't want to cut off human rights impact conversation of what we do and premature, you know, early report on that. I think that the
This is Aubrey. I don't. If
it's not on the table, is to specifically.
As soon as these
create a specific work
proceedings are over, the next time that someone
who tabs
brings up something that has impact on human rights,
and
I'll get what I've always gotten and what we've
and
goes up
to.
It's not in our mission. Human rights is included in our mission and
language,
and that'll be the end of it. So,
in the
having it in the report is not a panacea.
Report.
We have to accept the responsibility of understanding the impact on our work. So the
important
report is nice, and obviously
human
it's as strong as
rights
for minority.
Perhaps a
statement
can
and
include the Jack
statement.
Goldsmith
will basically.
Note that we
that we'll
say
we're
willing
to accept an ongoing.
We think it's
responsibility for doing
already implicit
impact analysis
in the
policies of the impact of our work on human rights. Thanks.
Thank you, Aubrey. Okay, I see a very and I think. We remain quite divided, grouped on this. Greg,
I just want to say that
constructive.
I hope that what Aubrey said last
bitter,
would not be her
an explicit reference in Workstream 2.
Minority state.
Okay, anybody? David?
Think it.
Thanks, Becky. I would agree with what you said, with the exception of the explicit reference. And let me just say, I believe there's a cross community work grouping on. A cross community work group.
Gross.
Or some such group working on this issue.
What are
concurrently with our efforts on accountability. And so rather than do an explicit reference to an IRP language, and the IRPs
are not
binding. And I say that because I haven't read that decision. So, but in any event, it seems to me it would be preferable to say, if there were a reference to an outside source, is we would coordinate with the other group that's working on this so that ICANN doesn't have two working groups bubbling up with different outcomes.
Unwilling to accept.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I wasn't aware of that group. Thomas?
Something.
Thanks, Becky. Avra just mentioned in the chat that she sort of accepts and will file a minority report. I would try to... I would like to hear...
This is not the...
From Avra.
Right.
Whether there isn't any...
Time and place in this... operation.
Common ground.
Reiterate my support for a cross-community working group.
That we could
to deal
find.
With.
My last intervention was really aiming at adding quality to the term
human rights. Human
rights.
Issues.
Rather than just putting it in that, putting
it could ultimately
ticking it off the list.
Deal with,
and then moving on,
you know, have a bylaw.
So my question is more
law change. I think that here we are now is not the place
to ask then to the whole group whether it could be
to do it and
possible for us to include language
painting,
which
anybody who doesn't
making
agree
a good job
as being
up in Workstream 2 and still. Sparing you, Avri, the effort of writing a minority statement on this.
Kind of against human rights or, trying to avoid some culpability with regard to
this is not
human rights. It's precisely
not to put
why
things off.
The use of human rights
sure that
is a loaded word.
We give it
creates a lot of
sufficient
of friction.
Attention.
And so I think the idea here is that we are trying to find a path toward a commitment relating to human rights. But
thank you, Thomas.
Not without
Malcolm.
Appropriate study. And I'm not saying that to put it off. I'm saying that to get into it.
I think Workstream 2 split
in the way it needs to be wrestled with. It's not so simple. But
I
don't think it should be pushed off at all. But
for other subjects.
That doesn't mean we need to do it in this group.
It's not about what's more important
in this document, in the bylaws,
or more urgent
laws
or anything
right now.
Like that.
It's in this transition.
It's about what.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to propose that move on with this
now
discussion,
but you won't
and have it again with
if it's not done now
the larger group later.
No, you won't get
today when we meet on that call, and hopefully
at all. Now, I think Alfred gave a very helpful description
we can. Put the sort of two options on the table
for this,
and discuss it with the full group.
To say that it's not sufficient
unless there's objections,
to accept that we need to
Aubrey's concerns are very heartfelt, which is the essence of
work. But we need
to
understand
census
what that is,
okay,
so that we can implement it.
Going down to the difficult language regarding the concerns of the GAC in
that seems a perfectly reasonable
core value 8. I have two thoughts on this that I'll just place on the table.
What thing?
So the private sector
to do.
I think several people have suggested that, and it turns out
understanding what it
is
and how
in the Net Mundial thing that they define oddly
best to
implement. They define private sector as
implement it.
Being essentially
sounds like
business
ongoing thing
stakeholders
that we're
and excluding civil society, the
probably going to have
technical community and academia
continue improvement.
One
area.
Approach
and this,
here
so that's the
is
kind of thing
to broaden it.
That in my view falls properly.
I think that other people have argued that this should be
stream two,
multi-stakeholder.
The crucial thing that you need
in meaning
in work stream one
includes
is acceptance of the principle. So
government
that there isn't a discussion later as to whether or not we should be seeking to be bound in that way.
And I do think
seeking to
that,
understand our responsibility.
We have to
so that our people will be able to turn around to us later and say, this is a commitment that we've already made.
How?
And I think the existing language
changing
already
that
achieves that.
Language.
So I think Avery's got her principle and can be assured that we will work on this
CIA
later and that we will continually work to improve it. So
that's
for those reasons, I would say
second
and further language which isn't needed, and I support your proposal, Becky.
Thank you, Mal. Welcome, Greg. The GAC objected to the
Greg Shatton, and I think in part I wanted to point out what I've just pointed out in the chat.
The due
there's this
consideration.
There's a kind of
to matter
a semi-informal ad hoc
within
working
ICANN's
party
and consistent
dealing
with its
this, but no
dialogue.
Formal cross community.
And as I was thinking about it,
group,
but I have to say,
dealing with there's also a human rights working
the
group with
problem
within,
is not
solely within the GAC,
not with duly
not sure if they call it a working group
considering
either
GAC advice on anything whatsoever.
So this is in terms of practically dealing with it
is really the that people are identifying is
work
the
kind of a,
is the
at square
back and
the one within
fourth
and ICANN
provision that
I think it needs to be dealt with within the normal channels within
out in
ICANN
in the
and not
bylaws in Article 11.
Yeah.
So one thought I had
at this point. So.
So I don't.
I think I probably would just repeat myself if I said more, but. I think that we need to leave this to a more thorough process, which I support.
Okay, thank you. Aubrey?
Thank you. What I've been watching for years is always finding a way to push this issue down the road. What is most important in responding to the comments we've got and not ignoring them is that we acknowledge that we have to deal with the impact of those on our ongoing work. And we don't need to wait until 2 years ago from now to start understanding the impact on our work. It's something that we really need to do now. And it is something that I do believe we might have gotten out of NTIA if we started pushing on the boundaries of things that were against human rights. So I do believe it is something that is consistent with the loss of the backstop. And so primarily what I think is this problem essential in any is
case would be,
you know, however we want to phrase our
to leave the language here that says they're duly taking into account the public policy advice of governments and public authorities.
To human rights,
and then
it's our commitment to understanding the impact of what we do.
Language.
And that, yes, is an ongoing responsibility. It's one that will never end. It won't end with Workstream 2. But what we need to do is accept that going forward, we measure, we understand the impact of our work on human rights. And so that was the gearing, and that was very much the essence of those two comments that I believe we have to be responsible to. Thanks.
Thank you, Avery. Avery, I'm not completely at least or whether whether you would be comfortable with report language that basically says I can't offer their obligations under internationally national law quite as simple require whether it to comply with human rights on them. Look at provisions of international law, so we believe that this is an urgent issue. I think issue now and that as we create an ongoing formal working group to understand the commitments. Understand the human rights impact of what we do. The advice of the governmental and advisory committee on public policy matters shall be, report on that.
This will be taken in. Sorry, I don't. If it's not in the bylaws, as soon as these proceedings are over, the next time that someone brings up something that this has impact on human rights, I'll get what I've always gotten and what we've got. That's not in our mission. Human rights isn't in our mission. And that'll be the end of it. So having it in the report is not
policy.
A panacea. We have to accept the responsibility of understanding the impact on our work. So the report is nice, but, and obviously it's as strong as a minority statement, but a minority statement will basically say that we're unwilling to accept an ongoing responsibility for doing impact analyses of the impact of our work on human rights. Thanks.
That is not true. We're not consistent. Okay, I see a very with the very. I mean, I think government we remain quite divided on this. Greg,
I just want to say that I hope that what Aubrey said last would not be committee. Her minority
advice.
Statement because I think it
shall.
Grossly mischaracterizes what our intent is. It's not that we're unwilling to accept something.
From the
it's that. This is not the right time and place in this operation. I would, again, reiterate my support for a cross-community working group to deal with human rights issues. it could ultimately
the reasons why
deal with,
it decides,
you know, have a bylaw change. I think that here we are now is not the place to do it.
Not to,
and, you know,
follow that.
Painting anybody who doesn't agree
advice
as being kind of against human rights or, you know, trying to avoid some culpability with regard to human rights.
And then
is precisely why
put in a new phrase.
You know, the use of human rights
is
a loaded word. You know, creates a lot of
of
friction.
That the advice addresses
and
matter.
So
that it,
I think, the idea here is that we are trying to
its bylaws. The government
find a
advisory committee
path toward a commitment
and the
relating to human rights.
ICANN board,
but not without appropriate
prying good
study
faith.
And
so the notion is,
I'm not saying that to put it off. I'm saying that to get into it.
There's an
and to
ongoing
really wrestle with it in the way it needs to be wrestled with. It's not so simple, but I don't think it should be pushed off at all. But that doesn't mean we need to do it in this group, in this document, in the bylaws,
obligation
right now,
to
in this transition. Thank you.
Consider. Okay, I'm going to propose that we move on with this discussion and have it again with the larger group later today when we meet on that call under hopefully. You know, we can put the sort of two options on the table and discuss it with the full group. There's an odd, unless there's objections, ongoing. I just don't see us. I think Aubrey's concerns are very heartfelt, which is the essence of non-consensus. Okay, going down to the difficult language regarding to the concerns of the new GAC in core value 8. I have two thoughts. Respond on this that I'll just place on the table. So, in the private sector writing, I think several people have suggested that, and it turns out it is in the Net Mundial thing, they define private sector as being essentially business stakeholders and excluding civil society, the technical community, and academia. So one approach here is to broaden this. Now, I think that, you know, other people have argued that this should be multi-stakeholder, meaning including government. And I do think that we have to consider how changing that language affects our, but that the back and forth the NTIA requirement. The second does not need issue is that the GAC go on if objected to ICANN to succeeds in follow if we follow this advice, it would exceed our mission. Steve, I specifically want to limiting the due consideration to matters that are within ICANN's mission and consistent with its bylaws. And as I was thinking about it, I have to say the problem is not with duly considering GAC advice on anything whatsoever. The problem is really that people are about identifying is the back and forth provision that is set out in this, because in the bylaws in our, I think, stress test, Article 11. So
The one thought I had, although I don't know if this will address 18 of the GACS problems in any case, would be to leave the language here that says there requires duly taking into account the public policy advice of governments and public authorities, and then amend the language of Article 11 in a quite a simple way. Hold on, I'm going to look at change to the Article 11. So Article 11 language, if I'm 11, I think J now says the advice of the Governmental Advisory Committee on Public Policy Matters shall be duly taken into account in the formulation and adoption of policies in the event the ICANN board determines to take an action that is not consistent with the government, not the sole advisory committee advice. It shall so inform the committee and state ICANN the reasons why it decided not to follow that and that advice. And then put in a new phrase that says, unless ICANN, I'd love to hear from every chairman, anybody else on the two proposals. I put the language in the advice addresses a matter that exceeds its mission or violates its bylaws. The Government Advisory Committee and the ICANN board shall be and try in good faith. So, unfortunately, the notion is there's an ongoing obligation to duly consider advice. There's an ongoing obligation, like I can't do red line, but to the last sentence, respond in writing, but that the back and forth, unless ICANN determines that the advice addresses a matter that exceeds its mission, does not need to go on if ICANN says this exceeds, if we follow this advice, it would exceed our mission. Steve, or violate ICANN's bylaws, specifically, we want to do that. Ask you about this because I think stress the stress test 18 requires a change to the Article 11 language, if I'm not mistaken. And then I'd love to hear from everybody else on the two proposals. I put the language in the chat. And unfortunately, I can't do red lines that I have added. Thoughts? But the leads, please.
Hey, Becky. Yes, just to think you identified that the
last
gap could
sentence
change.
Phrase.
Unless by which
I can
it arrived
determines that the advice addresses the matter that
what they've
exceeds
used since time
its mission or violates its bylaws. That's the phrase that I have added. Thoughts? Steve, please.
Hey, Becky. Yes, just to think you identified that the GAC could change the method by which it arrived at advice from what they've used since, and they would move time since the beginning of time, and they would move away from consensus for their advice to census for their simple majority voting. So all that we did in response to stress advice to suggest a simple majority voting was to add all that we did and add a clause to that very same sentence that you've modified. And the clause was simply in response to suggest to stress test a team. Our GAC advice was supported was to add by consensus or where the GAC advice add a clause to that very same sentence that you've modified. And the clause for GAC was simply advice that was so supported by consensus, comma. And then we go on to articulate the op-ed obligation where to try and find GAC advice and mutual advice accepted was simple solution supported by consensus. So there would be a second qualifier where the GAC, in addition to the qualified advice you're putting in there to suggest that that obligation only exists for DAC, where the advice that was supported by consensus comment, and then go on where the advice to articulate does not collate the optimum conflagration with the body to try and find a mutually acceptable solution. So there would be a silos.
Okay.
So, Becky, I think they could both, the second qualifier, in addition to the qualifier you're putting in there to suggest that that obligation only exists, they could both exist as qualifiers, but let me ask you whether the sentence that you're adding about where the advice does not come in conflict with the bylaws.
Okay.
So, Becky, I think they could both, exist as qualifiers, but let me ask you whether the sentence that you're adding, bylaws, about, should that not stand alone after the doubt during consistency with the bidder, bylaws? Should that not stand alone after the duty consider as a rationale for which ICANN could reject, as a rationale for which I reject advice, ICANN could reject advice. So it becomes more explicit as opposed to becomes more to just a explicit qualifier on the try and find a mutually acceptable solution as opposed to. And I suggest that because to just a qualifier on the try and find a mutually acceptable solution is very explicit. And it might be, and I suggest its own just that sentence because the bylaws empowering ICANN's board to say no. Now, asked, is going to say very explicit. No, the explicit sentence says where that advice was supported by consensus of the GAC, it might be its own sentence. We would undertake the obligation to try to find a mutually acceptable solution, and the mutually acceptable solution would be something very different than the advice that would have violated the bylaws. And I say this because all of this has to be available to us, empowering ICANN's board to say no, to use an RP. Because if the board lacked the will to say no to GAC advice, we would have to challenge it. We as a community or a green health party could say no. And that sentence, the IRP panel has to be as well that it would go right to advice to this section of the bylaws and say, supported by, it looks to me like consensus of the GAC, we would undertake advice, the obligations in violation to try to issue with the bylaws, and mutual laws would accept the board should have a solution rejected it. And thank you. The acceptable.
Thank you, Steve. Mel.
The solution would be something.
Yes.
Very different.
I think, Becky, that your proposal neatly.
The advice that would have violated the bylaws. And I say this because all of this has to be available to us to use an IRP. Because if the board lacked the will to say no to GAC advice, we would have to challenge it. We as a community or a grieved party, and then the IRP panel has to be able to go right to this section of the bylaws and say, it looks to me like
addresses and succinctly addresses
advice is in violation.
One of the two issues that was raised, namely that of GAC advice that was outside or inconsistent with the bylaws. But there is also the other issue, which is consensus advice. The special consideration that is given to GAC advice is given to advice that is public policy advice that is generally supported by governments. It is not given
with the bylaws, the board should have rejected it. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Now
to public policy advice that just one or a few governments.
Yes.
Right. I think, yeah.
So,
Becky, your proposal doesn't really address that. So, neatly, I put some addresses sitting on the list since a couple of addresses hours ago. So, one of the two, which is issue, which deals with it in the article where it was raised, dealt with. It's a lot longer, I'm afraid, namely that of GAC advice that was voted outside clear, I believe the system with its clearer bylaws. There is certainly also the aims, the other, out of avoiding creating this issue, sense, but we which we are trying to control consensus or house advice. So GAC has what its procedure special should be, consideration that is given to GAC advice, or what advice it can give. And instead, what is it we are trying to is given to do, to advise is clearly identify that some subset is upset of that public advice, public policy, especially advice or treatment that is just not other, generally supported by government.
Okay, so for it is clarification, I should
not give
should have gone back and looked
to
at
public policy
the stress
advice that
has 18 languages, which incorporates
just one
created
or a few
in
governments
here.
Happened,
right.
I believe.
But I think,
yeah.
So,
and
let me just, you're right,
that, your,
that we need both.
Your proposal doesn't,
you know, the
really address
consensus
that.
And the mission on and by
I put some
laws, but I
think on the list
I think
just a couple of hours ago.
Actually, we can put it
which is,
in.
So, which deals with it in the article where
it, you know,
it's dealt with. It's a
slimly
a lot longer, I'm afraid.
We can modify this,
but it's
sentence
it's clear.
And that's
but
what
I believe it
proposed
is clearer.
Try to
and
do
certainly the aims out of
between now and the
avoiding
a meeting this afternoon,
creating the
yeah.
sense.
But
we are, trying to control.
I don't know
how the GAC Act
that
what its procedures should be, or what advice it can give. And instead, what we are trying to do is
going to
clearly
address the DAC concern, but to
some
me,
set of that
it does
advice
it
special
does
treatment
address the DAC
to not others
concern, and that says, okay, you're not. So I'm not going to consider. For you're not going to clarification duly, and I should take into should have gone to counter back and look like the stress grass a Greg. Language incorporated it in here, but I think you're right that we need to both.
Greg Shack,
you know the
for the record,
consensus and
I think the consensus language
mission
actually
and then by
might be
laws, but I think
counterproductive. Productive.
We can put it in
because I think that if I can if GAC give some advice that
slimly we can modify
in good faith
this sentence
that
what I propose
colors out
try to
outside the
do.
Lines a bit
between now
and that does you know go beyond the mission the bylaws in some fashion
now and the meeting this afternoon
that
yeah.
Might be precisely the sort of thing
don't know
that where a dialogue about how to limit
that
advice
it's
so
going
so it's in the
to
bylaws
address
so it's within
the DAC concern but to me
the remit of ICANN
it does
be helpful
address the
so
DAC concern and that says you're not
saying that we're
not,
not going
consider,
to discuss
you're not
going to discuss that
duly
we're not going
to take into account our
going to
advice.
Try to come up with a way to deal with something
Greg?
That's overreaching and
thanks
and try to bring it back for the rec within the remit I think it seems to me like this language like it could be actually be counter might be productive if I know counter, but we're all productive. You know, concerned about kind of because I think that if GAC gives some advice that in good faith that a hyperactive and that under colors out outside the lines a bit authorized and GAC and that does, but I think this one actually may
go beyond the may not be commissioned by as bylaws as you toll in some for the fashion things we want to deal with. My main concern is still with the idea of GAC advice coming that by that might be something precisely less the sort of than thing that we're told a dialogue consensus or about how to certainly some limit that sort of majority advice already. So rule within the Bulwaris bylaws, significant those within already within the government the disagree with the advice of ICANN could and yet be helpful. ICANN is also supposed to treat it with the same deference. Saying that we're as if it's not going to the voicing to discuss that, we're kind of all nations, we're not going, at least without to, without objection, try to come up with a, I think, maybe we're trying to, a way to deal with something sideways or that, which kind of tries to deal with another overreach. And try limit to breakation, but I can get back. I don't within like the remit of this limitation. Seems to me like I think like it could be, it does be counterproductive. I know it doesn't achieve what we're all concerned about what we want it to achieve. Kind of achieve, I think. I think that a hyperactive, clearly I can't accept or anything outside. Authorized its mission and its GAC bylaws, but that doesn't mean I think this one and they shouldn't actually talk about how this may not solution be as could be or have the advice as useful could be for the revised things we want is still to deal with it does. But my main concern is still with the idea of GAC advice coming
What about as an alternative?
Something less,
I think,
than
I
full
Gray's
consensus
point is,
or
it's well taken. And although
certainly some part sort of majority
of my concern is about the timing, just a
rule
straight up
where a significant minority of government
says I
disagree with
and cannot
the advice,
not accept,
and yet
GAC
I can
advice
supposed to treat. Treat it with the same
on
deference
matters outside its bylaw, outside its mission, or in violation of
the voice
of its bylaws. I reversed those two in my comments in the chat.
So, kind of all nations.
So,
at least without objection.
So, what the suggestion is?
I think maybe we're trying
would be to drop the language
to,
from the court.
Come at it sideways
and
try to
say
try to deal with another limitation. But I don't like this limitation. I think it doesn't achieve
on GAC advice
what we want.
It may not
want it to achieve. I think
GAC advice on matters. Outside
I mean, clearly I can't
or
can't accept
violate
anything outside
of its bylaws.
Its mission and its bylaws, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't talk about how
produce and
the
Malcolm has
solution
the proposed
could be, or how the advice
on that
could be
thoughts,
revised
comments,
so that it does.
Thank you. What about as an alternative, thunderous, because I think things like Gray's point is well taken, although part of my concern is about the timing, just a straight-up statement, direct statement that says ICANN cannot accept GAC. Can I advise? I see on matters outside its bylaw, outside its mission, a check or in violation of its bylaws, was with respect to the approach to in my just comments in the chat, including a very direct statement as Steve and Greg, so Greg, so what the suggestion is would be, and I don't think it's too late to drop, suggested the language directly from, but I think the core rest of their value comments was, and they say they cannot accept this advice. The ICANN may not, is that anybody asked on, and anybody supports advice this, or like may not occur to accept early to talk advice, tell what's on matter, outside of its mission, and or in violation of its bylaws.
Becky, if we're going to go down that, the
reduce and Malcolm has
the language that needs to be quite precise. The advice that can't be accepted is the advice to do something outside the mission or in conflict with the core values and bylaws. Some matters may be discussion of things that are completely outside ICANN's area as the motivation, but where the action that's required is within the mission, they would nonetheless be a legitimate public policy advice.
Checks or
For example, you know, I think back to the sort of Amazon disputes.
With respect,
and
respect to
certainly if that
would be
been discussed at the proper time,
just
namely when the
including
the handbook
very
was being written,
statement
it would have been entirely proper at that time for the GAC to have said,
Greg,
we believe that this class,
and I don't think Ray suggested it directly,
words,
but I think
should
the thrust of their comments
be reserved,
but that
they
cannot accept this advice.
Geographic.
Is anybody
cool features
or
something like
anybody
support that?
This or too
early
to
not that
tell what's the
it is desirable to do that.
Okay, Malcolm
is outside of ICANN's mission, but the action that's required, namely reserving that class of words. Becky,
that
class,
if we're going to go down,
is in that entirely within the ICANN transmission, and the language, therefore, it would have seemed to be quite entirely quite precise, proper advice to give at the appropriate time. The advice that can't be accepted is the advice to do something.
Okay, I take
something
that as a friendly
outside
amendment
the mission
to
action or
ask
or in conflict
to
with the core
take
values and bylaws. Some matters
one working in
maybe
action
discussion of things that
on matters
completely outside ICANN's area
or,
as the motivation.
It's not on matters
where the action is not required.
On
matters is with to take in the mission
action,
and they would not nonetheless be inconsistent with public policy advice. So, for example, I think back to the sort of the of Amazon mission or disputes, but otherwise, and so violate the bylaws. Certainly, if that bylaws has been discussed at the proper time,
okay.
Namely when the handbook was being written, it would have been entirely proper at that time for
the crowd.
The GAC was
very
said,
silent.
We believe
here,
that this class of words should be reserved.
I do think
such as
you know,
geographical features
we should try
or something like
as hard as
that
as we can to
whether or not that
and
it is
understand
desirable
the GAC
to do that is
concerned
outside of my transmission
address,
but the action that's required, namely reserving that
extent
class of words
that we can
that class
can.
Class of string is entirely within ICANN's mission, and therefore it would have been entirely proper advice.
Since nobody's
to give at the
saying
appropriate time.
Anything, can I have a show of checks? Okay, sir, I take all that as a friendly amendment. Says on to unpack proposed to think to take language actions to the group later tonight. I'm on working. I guess there's an action. I know there's a step forward, stepped away. Okay. It's not on matters. It's to take
action. It's not on matters. It's to take the action inconsistent with.
Okay. People are not very willing to commit, but that
violate the bylaws.
People are reserving it. Is there anybody opposed to do what's on that? This crowded revised fairy language silence here to the discussion. I do think this afternoon, as we the possible way forward, we should try as hard as we can understand the GAC's right concerns, and all we can address is try to find the compromise that will extend works and that we keep with the can. Best jokes I could come up with, since nobody has been saying friendly anything, the amendments made it better. Can I have a show of checks, sir? Sam Peters is on proposing this language to the send from group later tonight. Mark asked, and I guess there's whether we need this kind of item of language. No, there's a step I expect a step to it. The board will always take decision within the bylaws. From my perspective, I think that the board would benefit from having people are very they're not clear they're very willing to mandate it, and this is consistent with the overall goal of ensuring people are that I keep serving it. And is there anybody opposed with to do it? It's missing this and to improving wise with this revised bylaws language this afternoon. I think that a possible way forward this is one thing that the community strongly at all we can now do is try to find and compromise that will think works and that's what we all agree that I can come up with can and the friendly amendment made it better. Exceeded mission or violated its bylaws, but it's simply a statement of fact. And so sin cannot Peter he said sin from the diminish the GAC. Mark asked us whether authority needed this kind of language and obviously I expect that taking account of the board public policy it take the slice revision with the name in the bylaws. Discussion remains. My perspective, Thomas, I think that the board would benefit
Becky.
A very clear mandate.
Maybe Finn can indicate
consistent with the overall
this is
goal
sufficiently
goal of
clarifying
sure
the issue, too, but
that I can
apart from that, if,
stays within
if it is,
its mission and
if it were true,
complies with its bylaws.
That the GAC sort of feels discriminated if...
I don't think
included by,
I think that
by making reference to ICANN's bylaws,
this is one thing that the community
I think
felt
a possible way
strongly
out
strongly
could be to make
and,
that caveat for,
I think since we
all
advise agree that GAC can't, that I can
from
can
advise
do things that exceed its mission or violate its bylaws.
Three groups.
Laws, that
you know, I think that
simply
a
statement of
it's an important
cannot be said to diminish
clarification
the GAC
that
authority.
Whatever
and obviously, when we drop
advice,
off the language.
I can get the ICANN board gets it will never go thus far as forcing ICANN to operate out of
the duly
taking
account of
allows.
Public policy advice okay name so we and have another and the suggestion which is discussion to have run as part of the chapeau to Article 11, which is others on the advisory committee. Thomas, a general prohibition on taking advice that's inconsistent, that it
yes,
exceeds its mission or
it's
inconsistent
thanks, Becky.
With its bylaws. That's a great idea, Thomas.
Maybe
I like,
can,
like that a lot.
Maybe Finn can indicate where. Whether this is sufficiently clarified
other
the issue, but apart from that, if it were true that the GAC sort of feels discriminated if irritation on their advice is included by making reference to ICANN's bylaws, then I think a possible way out could be to make that caveat for all advice from advisory groups.
Great minds
you know,
working together
I think that
together can come up with
the
solution.
It's an important...
Can we see the current language
verification
in the chat?
Whatever
would be
advice,
something like it would just be
I can get
something
gets,
like
the I can board get it will
I
never
can
shall go
not
as far
not
as forcing I can to operate out of outside its bylaws.
No. Yeah. Okay. I can tell. So not. We have another suggestion, which is to have as part of the chapeau to Article 11, which is on advisory committee that a gent. General prohibition on taking advice that's inconsistent or otherwise bylaws that exceeds its mission or the bylaws and advice from advisory groups consistent with its bylaws. And now that's something I'm sure great idea is going to give you, Tom, of me exactly the right wording. So I like that a lot. Comments, questions? Okay, David. Okay.
Thank you, Becky. If we use language like you just suggested,
great minds working together can come up with this,
which is
solution.
Brief and to the point. Should we add
can we
on to it
see the current
that I can't
language
and would so
in the
notify
chat. Would be
whichever
something like it would
group gave
you
advice, so that there's not this
something
just
like
incredibly
like,
long dragged out period
can,
where people are wondering what happened.
Shall not shot.
Sure.
That sounds like that's a good idea. Yeah. And then that on addresses by my concern about no the timing. Yes. Malcolm, I can tell not.
If you're going to say something like that idea from Thomas, and it sounds like a good idea, I was trying to think where the best place to put it is, and I think that the best place to put it would probably be not in this section, but actually in the bit that we were previously discussing the general statement that I can shall have no power to act in
that
accordance with
exceeds
in accordance
its
with and
mission
reasonably to really necessary to achieve
or
its mission.
Otherwise,
you could
follow
that with the statement
bylaws.
That,
advice from advisory groups.
That says,
and Malcolm, I'm sure, is going to give me
that. That says something like,
exactly the right
this
wording.
Shall take precedence over any duty to defer to the advice of any advisory group.
Comments, questions? Okay. I sort of like it as a Dave quote to the
thank you, Becky.
If critical
we use
on
language like
advisory
you just
groups
suggested,
might
which is
self.
Brief and to the point.
Other
should
views on,
we add on to it that I can't and would so
putting it
notify whichever group gave the advice
into
so that there's not this just incredibly long dragged out period where people are wondering what happened.
I'm just trying to see where we've got. Sure. That sounds like it's a good idea. And then that addresses my concern about the timing. Malcolm? Either putting it in the mission statement
if you
section
say
of the bylaws or in
like that
the
Thomas and it sounds like a good idea. I was trying to think where the best
in the
place
commitment
and
concourse values
and
section.
I think that the best place to put it would probably be not in this section but actually in the bit that we were
views
previously discussing.
Malcolm,
do you
general have a
new statement
hand up?
That I can and shall have no power to act in accordance with other than accordance with and as reasonably to reasonably necessary
okay.
To achieve its mission. You could follow that with
okay.
The statement
I'm not,
says,
not getting. Can I see?
Something like this
check from people who think it better goes in the advice section. And
to the
exit
advice
is from people who think
of any advisory group.
Better. Okay. Goes in the I sort of like it as a commitment and core values section. Chapeau to the article on advisory groups. Since people are others are willing to use on to commit on either it looks like putting in an in article 211. So for this afternoon I am going to close this discussion off before people have a chance to read the language that Malcolm has put in the chat. I'm just trying to see where we've been. Does that change anybody's mind? Don't see so. Okay, so in the mission for this afternoon statement is sections. I one of the bylaws or may in that change the but I will put I'm going to clear away in the most commitments and course of the values comment section. Here, and I will put Malcolm's alternative language up here for our discussion views. Malcolm, have a new discussion. No hand up this afternoon. And what we're hoping to do is come to. Closure on the mission commitments and core values today at our group. I'm not call. I'm not getting. Can I see? Okay. That was my agenda for today. Check from people any who think any of it other business it. Better goes in the advice section, and exit is from people who think it better goes. No other business. You get 16 minutes in the back of your life. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Commit and thanks and quotes to every value study for really reflection. Going to try and come to terms with some of this language. As I see, okay, get the to discussion, explosion, poor willing to commit. Putting in an Article 11 human rights. So issue for this afternoon our value 8. I don't want to close this discussion off before people have a chance to read the language that Malcolm has put in the chat. Tomorrow, we need to talk about the independent review. Does that change anybody? So, everybody kind with your thinking cap on, because we really have to figure out. Okay, so how we want to put what I proceed on. We'll do that. Thanks, everybody, for this afternoon.
Thank you. Bye. Make
that change, but I will put.
Bye, Becky.
I'm going to clear away most of the comments here, and I will put Malcolm's alternative language up here for our discussion this afternoon. I mean, what we're hoping to do is come to, closure on the mission commitments and core values today at our group call. Okay, that was my agenda for today. Any other business? No other business. You get 16 minutes back of your life. Thank you, everybody, for participating, and thanks to everybody for really wrestling to try and come to terms with some of this language. As I see it, the two discussion points are the human rights issue and the core value 8 and the GAC objections. Okay. Tomorrow, the call tomorrow, we need to talk about the independent review. So everybody come with your thinking cap on, because we really have to figure out how we want to proceed on that. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Becky. Bye, everyone.